The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Today's daf has been dedicated by Mr. Uri Nidam, Hashem Yishmeru V'Hayehu, in honor of all the members of the Minyan, all the members of the Daf HaYomi, and in honor of the Rabbi, Tiskel Mitzvot. May he continue to succeed. Aslacha v'arvacha b'chol ma'asi yadav. Amen. Nidarim Daf Mem Aleph. Today's Daf is being studied in Nishmat Avraham ben Esther, Ruach Hashem, Tenechim, B'gan Eden, Amen. His Daf is being studied for us, Shilema, Moshe ben Dina, Sarah bat Rachel, Rachel bat Sarah, Shaul Hai, Gabriel ben Miriam, Shlomo ben Miriam, and a bat. Yeah, and not a friend of him, for the nefesh, for the goof, for a time, Kerubad, above the Kenyan, a sovereign man, Amen. In today's daf on Daf Mem Amud Bet, and we are three lines from the bottom. Amar of Ami Amar Rav, my dichtiv. What does it mean when it says in the Pasuk in Yechezkel, Perek Yud Bet Pasuk Gimel, Ve'ata ben Adam, Ase Lecha Kele Gola, make for yourselves vessels of Galut, vessels of exile. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yechezkel to prepare for himself for all the vessels that are going to be needed for the Jewish people to go into exile. He wanted to show them, you know, actually that the exile is going to be a reality. Therefore, prepare for yourselves vessels that symbolize the exile. So it says, what do you prepare? This is referring to a candle. That's the candle that a person would use on the road, let's say when he's eating, he needs to see his food at night during Arbit. So therefore he has a candle so he can see his food. Some have to get a shot over here. Nod would be like a flask in order to store, let's say, drinks or food in it. Ukara, kara is a platter. That's obviously to eat from. Vishatiyah, shatiyah would be like a rug made out of leather in order to eat on it, like a table, like a mat. And the pasuk continues, or the Torah, the Gemara continues with the pasuk. Behoser kol. Now, what is this Behosir Kol coming from? There's a pasuk that says, Ve'avadta et oyevecha, you're going to serve your enemies, and Behosir Kol, and you're not going to have anything. You're going to be lacking everything. So now the question is, why is this a pasuk in Devarim? Why are they going to be lacking everything? What does it mean? Amar bi'ami amar belo ner ublo shulhan. Which means they're not going to even have the basic necessities, like a ner, like a candle, and not even a shulhan, which means to eat on, like we mentioned above. Even that's going to be lacking from them. Rav Chisda Amar, Belo Isha. Not going to have their wives. One of the ways that a person is saved from the Yetzer Hara is having a wife. And therefore, one of the punishments is going to be when the Jewish people are going to exile, they're going to be exiled even without their wives. That's the punishment. That's why they're going to be subject to the Yetzer Hara. Rav Sheshat Amar Belo Shamash. That they were going to be exiled without their servant. Rav Sheshat was blind. He needed a Shamash to take him around. So he understood the importance of an attendant. And therefore, he said that in the Galut, the Jewish people are going to be subject even to a situation where they don't even have their attendants. Rav Nachman Amar Belo De'a. That they're not going to have wisdom. What does it mean when it says behoser kol? That's what we're trying to analyze. What does it mean, lacking everything? So he comes along and says without wisdom, because if a person doesn't have wisdom, he doesn't have anything. Tana, belo melach ublo revav. He's not going to have salt and not like oil. Why is that so vital? Because without that, the food has no taste. And if a hoser kol, your food is going to be lacking any taste. Amar vaye naktinan. We follow the shita. That what? En ani ela bede'a. That when we talk about a person who's an ani, the biggest form of aniyut is what? An ani in wisdom. That he doesn't have knowledge. And therefore, that's what this is. Behosir kol is referring to what? That there is no da'at. That he's not, the people are not going to have wisdom. So now comes the Gemara and says, B'ma'araba amri. In Eretz Yisrael, they used to say the following statement. Deda be. That means a person has da'at. Deda is da'at. Deda be, kula be. He has everything in him. If you have wisdom, you have everything. De lo da be, If a person does not have chokhmah, does not have da'at, mabe. What does he have? Da'kane, if you are kone da'at, mahasir. What are you lacking? Da lo kane, but if you were not kone da'at, makane, what did you acquire? Which means anything that you acquired is worthless because you don't have da'at, you don't know what to do with it, you don't know how to use it. Therefore, basically, the Gemara is saying, the da'at kanita, mahasarta. Da'at hasarta makanita. That's the way you say it in Lashon HaKodesh. If you acquired wisdom, da'at kanita mahasarta. What are you lacking? You have everything. Da'at hasarta. You're lacking da'at makanita. What do you have? Even with the little that you have, or whatever you have, you're not going to be able to hold on to it. So the Ran adds something over here. Look at the Ran's Lashon. It's all the way on the bottom, this Ran. It's on the bottom of the page. It's after the lines get wide. You see where it says Delo kane de'a ma kana ma yu'ilo kol ma shiyikne, which means what is it going to help him? Even if he has acquisitions, what is it going to help if he doesn't have any wisdom to manage them and to deal with them? So you see that what en ani, who's the real ani? Somebody that does not have wisdom. Amar Rabbi Alexandri Amar Bichaya Bar Abba en achole omed mecholyo, person does not get healed from his sickness. Ad shemohalim lo al kol avonotav. Not until he's forgiven from all his sins. Shene'emar asodeyach lechol avonechi, and then harofe lechol tahalu'aychi. So the prerequisite is first sidiha, and then he gets refuah. Now obviously it's because he's making teshuvah when he's sick, and he's praying to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then once already he's healed, that's an indication that his teshuvah was accepted. Others explain that the mere yisurin that he's going through atones for these sins that he has. Rav Amirun Amar, Chose Lime Alumav. That he goes back to the years of his youth, or to the freshness of his youth. Shnei Emar, like a tinok. Like it says in the Pasuk in Iyov, Ru Tafash. That's a word you don't find too often. Rutafash besaro. That means his flesh was filled with lehut, which means with moisture and freshness, like the skin of a youngster. Minor, like a nar, like a young one. Yashuv lime alumav. After he is healed, he becomes strong and healthy, even more like he was at the time before his sickness. The Mefarshim explained that the word rutafash is a nutikun ratuv, which is moisture, ufash. Fash is a lot. So rutafash, a lot of moisture, which means that the skin is going to be
surpassingly fresh.
Right, surpassingly fresh, exactly. That's going to be better than he was. And the Pasuk says that Hashem is going to help the sick people. Kol mishkavo hafachta becholyo. Now what does that mean? Kol mishkavo, his mishkav, his bed literally was turned over becholyo during his sickness. Amar Rav Yosef lomar de mishakeyach limudo. The reason what it says is his bedding is turned over, it's referring to what? His actual limud. Like they're saying, like hafichata mishkav is a mashal. Turning over the bed is a mashal to the person's knowledge. Because normally in his brain, he has everything set up. You know, his knowledge is all in order. He's going to turn it over, which means he's going to lose his memory, and he's not going to remember his learning. That's one of the dangers or damages of sickness. Kebara tells a story of somebody that happened to. Rav Yosef Halash. Rav Yosef got sick. I'akar le limude. And as a result, he forgot his learning. So Abaye used to learn the limud in front of Rav Yosef. He used to review the learning in front of Rav Yosef to remind Rav Yosef and refresh him of the learning. Now we understand always in Shas when it says Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef would say Lo shami ali hada shmarta. He would say, I never heard this halakha before. He would tell and really, he was the one that taught it. Tabaye, Amale Abaye, At Amrita Nihalan. What does that mean? You're the one that told it to us. Umehai Matnita Amrita Nihalan. He would even give him the source. And you supported it from the following Braita. And you see, well, when Yosef got sick, part of his sickness was blindness, so therefore he wasn't able to learn and remember his learning. So therefore he forgot his learning, and the Abaye would review it for him. Comes the Gemara, continues, Ki Ava Gamir Rabbi. When the Biyuda Nasi was learning Tlat Asre Apel Cheta, he was learning 13 different facets of the halacha, which means in a certain masechet, we had, let's say, six sedarim. So he had already 13 different interpretations to the, like a braita, to sifta, different understandings to the mishnayot. So we understood he had 13 different ways. So it says, Agmerel Rabbi Chaya. So he taught it to Rabbi Chaya, Shiv'a minnehun. Seven of the facets. Seven out of the 13 ways of learning. Lesof halash Rabbi. Rabbi got sick, he forgot his learning. Ahadar Rabbi Chaya kameh. So Rabbi Chaya taught it back to Rabbi. Hanehu Shiv'a apet Agmerel. The seven that he taught him. However, Shita azdu. Six were forgotten forever because Rabbi never taught them. And therefore, Rabbi Chaya at least preserved them, was able to teach them back. But the seven were forgotten. So the Gemara says, Avahu katsra. There was a certain koves. Koves is a launderer, someone that cleans clothes. Hava shamiyah lil Rabbi kedava garishlu. When Rabbi was learning, he used to learn out loud. So the launderer heard Rabbi repeating over and over all this Devrei Torah, the seven lost facets. Or the six lost facets. Azal Rabbi Chaya v'gamar yaton. So Rabbi Chaya, he went and he learned in front of Kamek Katsra, in front of the launderer, v'ata v'hadar yaton kamer Rabbi. And then went back to Rabbi and taught it to Rabbi, which means just from the fact that he heard it so many times, the launderer from Rabbi, when he was learning, he had all the knowledge in his head. So he taught it over to Rabbi Chaya, Rabbi Chaya gave it back to Rabbi. Says, Kadava Chazeli Rabbi Lahu Katsra. When the Ben Rakhlis would see that launderer, Amar Le Rabbi Ata Asita Oti Ve'et Chaya. Which is Rabbi would tell him, you Ata, you made me and you made Chaya. So you created us. You gave us this Torah over here. You have a big zechut. Like you created me and Chaya. Ika de Amri, Haki ka Amar Le. Ata Asita et Chaya. V'Chaya Asa Oti. Something else. You made Chaya because you gave it over to Chaya. And Chaya in turn made me by giving me the Devre Torah over. This is the interesting Ben Yehoyada brings. He says, what's the nafka minah between the two lishonot? You made me and Rabbi Chaya, or you made Chaya and Chaya made me. So he says the nafka minah is im chayav talmid bichbod rabbo shil rabbo kiilu haya rabbo. Is a student chayav to respect his rabbi's rabbi? So we know a student is chayav to respect his rabbi. But as rabbi's rabbi, even though he didn't learn from his rabbi's rabbi directly, but he's giving credit to the koves as if he made him. He's saying as if I learned from him directly. No, he didn't learn. He learned from Chaya, who the koves was Chaya's rabbi. So you see, he's giving kavod to his rabbi's, to his teacher's teacher. Yeah. In this case, lashon shenia shekoves asarak et Rabbi Chaya. Now you only made Rabbi Chaya. I don't know. You did Chaya. I have a karat atov to Chaya itself, my teacher, but not my teacher's teacher. That's enough coming out. You owe your teacher's teacher the kavod. Or not? That's the subject of machloket. Comes Gemara and continues. Vamar bi Alexandri. Amar bichia bar Abba Gadol Nes Shenaasa Lachole. Greater is the miracle that happens when a sick person gets better. Yotem in Hanes Shenaasa Lachananya Mishael Vazariah, that they were saved from the fiery furnace. Why? Why is that greater when a person gets saved from sickness, specifically when his fever breaks? They're considering that a greater miracle than even being saved from the fire of Hananya Mishael Vazariah. Why? Hananya Mishael Vazariah Es Shel Hidyot. Well, their fire was a physical fire. Anybody could extinguish a physical fire. Just put it out with water. However, but the fever that happens to a sick person, that's already, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings it. who's able to remove that heat. So therefore, since that's already a spiritual type of the disease of the fever, so therefore you need koach elyon. You need a heavenly power in order to take it. So it's even a greater miracle than the miracle of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Now he writes over here, he says, "Bevadai yoter anashim mitrapeim mimahala ma'asher utzim mikavshan ha'esh." Much more people are saved from fever than from a fiery furnace. Just because statistically more people are healed doesn't mean that it's less of a miracle. It's not the fact that prevalence doesn't weaken the miracle itself. The ripui of a cholem mecholyo v'chazatot b'yuto ba mimadrega elyona. That's what it means. It's place that it emanates from is a higher place because it needs a spiritual intervention more than something that can be done on a lower level because it's more physical. That's what I was trying to say. Comes to us. V'amar bi Alexandri, v'rifchaya barabba, v'am nira amar b'yosha b'nevi, kevan shiyegia kitso shel adam. Once already a person's end comes near, end of his life, hakol moshlim bo. Everybody, whether it's human beings or animals, to control him and have power over him in order to kill him. Shene emar v'ya kol motzi yargeni. That was by Cain. When Cain got cursed, right? So God said he's going to die. So what does Cain tell Borei Olam? V'ya kol motzi. Anybody that finds him is going to kill him. She says, I'm going to be subject and vulnerable to anybody. But once a person's time comes, God has many messengers in order to give the person his final blow. And the Gemara says a different source, Rav Amar min Haden Kera, Lemishpatecha Amidu Hayom, Ki Hakol Avadecha. Which means, on the day that a person's end comes, that's the day where he's standing for judgment, Lemishpatecha Amidu Hayom, on the day of Mishpat, Hakol Avadecha. Everybody becomes God's servant or agent to execute the judgment. Gemara gives a story to prove this. Rabba Bar Shila Amrule, they told him, Shachiv Gavra Gaboa, was a very tall guy, he died. How did he die? Havar Achiv Girdona Zutra. He was riding on a small mule. Mata Titora. So the mule got to the bridge. On the bridge now. Estevit. He went crazy. Ruach shetut. He went wild. Shadye. The mule went wild. And he threw the rider over into the river. V'kashachiv. Kari al nafsheh. So Rabba Bar Shila, when he heard this, he said the pasuk l'mishpatecha amidu hayom. And like we just gave to the Rasha, when a man's time comes, even the mule will be the agent of God in order to execute the judgment. Gemara tells another story. Shemuel chaziyeh lahu. We have a Gersa change over here. Some have it akraba. Akraba is like a scorpion. Yetiva al akrokta. That was sitting on a frog. So you have a scorpion lying on a frog. Ve'avda or ve'avra nahara. How can the scorpion cross the river? It can't. Can't swim. But a frog can. So it got a lift. It jumped on the frog's back, and the frog jumped it across the river to the other side. Tarka, and what did it do? It bit the guy on the other side. Gavra, umayet, and he died. Kari amidu ayum. You see, when a person's time comes, the frog now becomes the agent of God to carry the scorpion on its back in order to bring the person to his death. Amar Shemuel, Shemuel said, "En mivakirin et achole, ela lemi shehalatzato hama." Only somebody that has fever and and he's still sick. That's the first interpretation, which means that he's actually suffering from fever. That's the way the Tosafot explains. He has fever. That's the person you go visit. Some say the opposite, until his fever breaks. What's the explanation? The first explanation, מבקרים מי שעזו חום והוא חולה, פירוש שמבקרים דווקא מי שרפתה מחלתו. That's the point. You only visit people that the sickness has a fever with it. Those are the type of people that you visit. The Gemara says, implying that what? That there's other people you're not supposed to visit that are sick? The Gemara says, yes. Not every person that's sick, the visit. Apuke mai. What's it coming to include? Apuke adetanya. Rabbi Yosef ben Perata omer mishum debi li'ezer. En mevakirim lo chole me'ayim, velo chole a'ayin, velo mechoshe arosh. You don't visit people that have intestinal problems, chas v'shalom, or not people that have problems in their eyes, and not people that have headaches. Bishtama chole me'ayim, I understand why you don't visit a person that has intestinal problems, mishum kesufa, because his man has to go relieve himself, and he's embarrassed. Let's go to the bathroom, and the visit is there, so he's embarrassed. So therefore, not to embarrass him, that he maybe has to relieve himself because he has a bad intestine, bad stomach. What's the problem? The guy has something wrong with his eye or something wrong with his head. Mishum that Yehudah, amar of Yehudah, dibura kashya le'ena u'ma'ale le'ishta. Talking is not good for people that have something in their eye, problem in their eyes. And people are going to get visited, you have to talk to the visitor. So he's going to force the sick person to talk, and it's not good for his eyes. So therefore, don't visit, right? So therefore, but however, on the same point, for someone has fever, talking is good. I mean, the talking lowers the fever. So therefore, it says visit somebody with fever, but don't visit somebody that has a chole. And I mean, the same thing, obviously, with a headache. Obviously, also the dibur is not good. Amarava hay ishta. This fever that we're talking over here, ilav de parvanka de malacha de mota. If it wasn't for the fact that it's a shaliach of the malacha mavet, which means fever sometimes kills people, it's an agent that the malacha mavet uses to kill people, ma'aleh. If it wasn't for that it kills people, it's a good thing. Now why is it good? Ki hizra lidikle, like thorns protect the palm tree. Once every 30 days fever is a good thing for a person, like the protective thorns that protect the tree from animals and harmful things. Now what's the and its benefit is like a markahat of spices, like, you know, oils and things like that to the goof. Rav Nachman bar Yitzhak Amar, lo hi velo tiraika. He came along and said, I'm not interested. I don't want the oils, I don't want the benefit, and I don't want the fever. But there is a benefit, nonetheless, they're saying, when it comes to this the fever over here. It seems that when the fever causes a lot of the bad blood to either evaporate or to leave the system, and therefore, it's good for the body. When the temperature rises, it gets rid of a lot of toxins and things like that. So they're saying, if it wasn't for the fact that a lot of people unfortunately die from the malacha mavet using fever to kill them, it's a good thing, at least once a month, it protects them from the negative things in his body. So that's why they want to explain the benefit. Okay. Right, he writes over here, ha-to'elet she-bechom hi, shal yedeh ha-chamimut ha-gedola, it burns destroys the bad blood. It creates new flowing of good blood. And he gets strong and he gets healthier. Amar Rabba Bar Yonatan Amar Vihiel Arsan Yafe Lachole Lirfuato. The food called arsan is good for the sick person, for his refuah. My arsan, what is arsan? Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Hushla de Sa'are Atikata. It is Sa'urim, that's barley, that's shelled and old. Deresh Nafya, that comes out in the beginning of the winnowing process. So when they're, sifting it, the first thing that comes out from this barley, that's good for the sick person. Amar Abaye, but bayan besura, you got to cook them. Ke'en besrad de Torah. It's like the meat of a ox, which is very hard to cook. You have to cook it for a long time because it's very tough meat. So you have to cook this barley over here like you're cooking besrad de Torah, meaning for a long time. Rav Yosef Amar, simide de sa'are atikata. So he says, not the chushla de sa'areh, like the first rabbi, like the Yohanan. He says, simideh. Simdeh is more like flour, fine flour, that comes out of the first sifting of the old peeled shelled barley. Again, it needs to be cooked like Mishlad de Torah, Besad de Torah, like the meat of the ox. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Bordam, En Mevakirim, Ve'en Mazkirin Shemo. First of all, you don't visit such a person that has Bordam, and you don't even say the word, because the word is not Lashon Nikiyah, it's not a clean language. My Tama, what's happening? We're talking about the person's bleeding from his rectum. And therefore, you don't visit him because, of course, it's embarrassing. The man has such a disease. He's sitting in front of me, there's blood coming out. He's embarrassed. And not only that, but you don't even say the name because it's the name itself is it's not Lashon Nikiyah. Why do they call it that? Shuki Ma'ayan Noveya. It's like a bor dam. It's like a bor that's, you know, overflowing and with blood. That's the like the Rashi Tevot. And therefore, it's like a dam coming out of one of the orifices. So therefore, it's not a not a nice lashon Nikki. Quote from the Mishnah. Umirapeu rufuat nefesh. Now we're getting the case again. Reuven is sick, right? We made a neder against Shimon. So we had all discussing, could Shimon come visit him? So he said, yeah, visiting is not a problem because visiting is really a mitzvah that Shimon's doing. And Anah Mimela is coming. Therefore, that's like a sin of the Isur. But the language of the Mishnah was Umirapeu rufuat nefesh avol lo rufuat mamon. And we never interpret that in the, when we learned the Mishnah. What do you mean lo rufuat mamon? Not a monetary rufuat. Hechi hiketani. Ilema, maybe it means Rifuat Nefesh Bechinam. Maybe Rifuat Nefesh means that he's allowed to visit him Bechinam, Rifuat Mamon Beschar, and Rifuat Mamon is Beschar with payment. What does that mean? Look at the top line. Rifuat Nefesh Bechinam, Venefesh Diktani Pirushor Ratzon. Nefesh doesn't mean the soul. Like it says in the pasuk, "Im yeshit nafshechem." Sometimes the Torah uses the word nafshechem as your will, which means he can visit him at will, meaning with no charge. If you're learning like that, you have to say the cases. Then you have to learn that the cases Reuven's assets are asur on Shimon. That means Shimon cannot have benefit. That's why he can only visit him. Rifuat nefesh for free. He cannot take money. Understand if you learn the Mishnah that way? You learn the Mishnah that Shimon, the visitor or the doctor, cannot have hana'af from Reuven, the sick patient. That's why the Mishnah says, Umirapeu rifuat nefesh, meaning he can give him a rifuat miratzon, willingly for free. However, but he cannot do it peskar. Have a lot of rifuat mamon. Good, that makes sense. So it says, Litni hakeh. So the Mishnah should have said that. Umirapeu bechinam avalo peskar. Why would you say befirush? Say he could heal him for free, but not for money. Ela refuat nefesh gufo, refuat mamon behemto. The case is really like we know. Reuven is asur tavana from Shimon. Shimon can visit him, no problem, because that's already bikur holim, and bikur holim is not considered a hanah that Shimon's mitzvah. But what? Shimon cannot go and heal his animal. Rifuat mamon, he cannot. The mamon of Reuven, he cannot heal. Look at the Ran. Ela rifuat nefesh gufo, umetukma b'shenekseru fe'asun ala chole. Umeshumachi lo yirape behemto. That's why he cannot heal the... Because bottom line, Reuven's getting hana'a from Shimon. He's coming and healing his animal. Now look at the Ran, very important. Ushiyesh sham rofe acher. Now it's talking about where there's another doctor available. The ilo shari lirapota. Interesting, if there's no veterinarian, let's say, for the animal, Shimon would be allowed even to cure the Uven's animal. Aye, but the Uven made a neder, he could have had an af from Shimon. Yeah. How can you tell me if there's no other doctor available that can even cure his animal? The had tenakos, we learned above, mahazilo avedato. Didn't we learn that Hashavat Avedah is not considered a Hana'ah? If Reuven's Asur to Shimon, meaning Reuven's, I cannot have Hana'ah from Shimon. Shimon is allowed to return items that belong to Reuven. So he writes, Ve'en lecha sheva gedola mizu. I'm returning his item. He has an animal that's sick. I'm not giving him the item. I'm just giving the animal back its health. That's like considered Hashavat Avedah. Ela badai kishiyesh rofe acher askinan. Only we're talking about when it's asur, if there's another doctor. Afilu akim merapeu rufat ha-nefesh, dainu gufo. Vishelo menakol adam zochel etrapot. Which means that he says a very interesting sevara also. So if there's another doctor available, so let the other doctor also go heal him. Why are you allowing him to go heal Reuven? Because when it comes to doctors and healing patients, you don't get healed from every doctor. There needs to be a certain mazal between the doctor and the patient. And therefore, if Reuven can use the Shimon, because you can't just say he could have used somebody else. No, he needs this doctor specifically. Like the Yushami says, lo menakol adam zoche letrapot. So that's the way we're learning the Mishnah. Look at the Gemara continues. Gemara says, Amar of Zutra Bar Tuvia Amar Rav Aval Omer lo Sam Peloni Yafela Sam Peloni Ra'la. He can give him advice. He can tell him it's for the animal. He can tell him, use this medicine, don't use that medicine. So the Ran comes along and says, Dekevan di'iu lo yahivahu sam'ale shari dana'a memelacha. Right, advice is not considered a hana'a. Therefore, we can give it to him. Now, umine, debirfu'ad gufo, now go back to when he's going to heal himself, afilu lasuma sam biyadav shari. There he'd be able to even put the medicine on the patient. When it comes to the animal, he can only advise it. But when it comes to the refuah and nefesh of the guy himself, he can even put it on. However, the medicine has to belong to the uven. Aval mishel madid lo. But if Shimon's bringing his own medicine, now he's giving him a monetary hana'ah. He's giving him free medicine. Even if, let's say, he doesn't have any of the medicines, the mitzvah kavid, he's giving him a mash medicine, asur. Right? Like we said, I gotta put it on the rocket. Can I give it to him directly? Which means where the sick person was osir on himself, the nechasim of the rofe, if shad afilu asam shel rofe shari, demin chiyuta lo adre. So he wants to say like this, in the case where, let's say, Reuven said, I'm not going to have an af from Shimon. We saw a sevara earlier that he's osirning himself to have an af from Shimon, but not on things that he's going to need, like things to his life. And therefore, could be in that case over there, where Reuven was going to send himself to Shimon, could be the medicines would be permissible, even if it's Shimon's medicine, because we say from that he did not osir him from that as well. Comes the next Mishnah. V'rochetz imo ba'ambati gedolah. We're continuing the same story, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven makes a neder, I cannot have enough from Shimon. They're allowed to bathe together in a big bath. Avalo beketana. So again, the Mishnah said, "Rochetz imo ba'mbati gedola avalo beketana." Now, why can't I go in a ketana? So get the Ran. Shekivan shu gedola in a maim olin azeh b'shvil chavero. Avalo ba'mbati ketana shevetoch shi ketana kesherochetz imo ma'aleh amaim alav mehaneu. So when a person sits down in the bath, so it causes the water to rise, like the displacement, right? It rises the water. So now, what's going to happen? Reuven's sitting in there, and now when Shimon walks in, he sits down, the water rises. So he gave him an out by covering him with the elevation of the water. But I'm batting it all that doesn't matter, because the water is high already, so him sitting down is not going to add any more water on the one that he made a suit. So there's a difference between batting it all and ambati ketana. The yeshin imo bimita. And he's allowed to sleep together in the same bed. So it says the Bihuda Omer, Bihuda is explaining what this means. Bimo tahama balo bimo tegeshamim mepeneshu mehaneu. In the summer, but not in the winter. In the summer, where it's hot anyway, so therefore, when they're sleeping in the same bed, he's not giving him an hour. But in the winter, where it's freezing cold, so when they're in the same bed, so there's body heat. So therefore, they're warming each other, so therefore, it's going to be asur in the winter. Umesev imo ala mita. And they're able to sit together, even in the winter, on the same bed, or reclining. Let's say on the couch, there's no chimum in that case, we're not lying, they're just reclining. And they're able to sit together at the same table. We're not gozer, that Reuven might eat from Shimon, and Shimon might eat from Reuven, therefore they're going to be mehaneh each other. So they can sit at the same table and eat. Abalo min tamhoi. Tamhoi was like a plate. What is this tamhoi? So look at the Ran. The Ran says, They have a big bowl, let's say, of food, and they put it in front. If one guy's going to eat a little, which means they put the bowl in front. So now, if the Sino Ven decides not going to eat that much, that gives more food for Shimon to eat. So therefore, it's a suit. You cannot put this public big plate in front of them with all this food on because it possibly can give him a hana. But from the tamhoy that returns, they can eat from. What is the tamhoy that returns? Ram. Aval ochel or moment of tamhoy yachozer. Shechozer the ba'al abayit. She tamhoy gadol kol kach. It's so big. There's so much food in it. Right. She ein yuchalim lechol kol mashu betocho. No matter how much they eat, another finish it. Umutaro on the leftovers. Chozer the ba'al abayit. It goes back to the host. Chi agavna lo metanechad mechavre. No matter how much he eats or doesn't eat, either way, everybody eats to their desire, and the rest of it goes back to the ba'al abayit. So there's no gezerah in such case. Comes the Gemara says, Tanya, we have a braita. Lo yirhatz imo be'ambati. Right? We said that what? Again, you have a case of the women and Shimone. Can I go? They go into the ambati together. Ve'lo yishan imo be'mita. And he cannot be in the bed. Now, this braita says what? Ben gedola ben ketana. It doesn't tell us the difference, which is whether it's a big bath or small bath. It's going back on both. Whether it's ambati gedola, ambati ketana, or if it's a big bath or small, it doesn't make a difference. Asur devre Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Gedola bimo tegeshamim. Says the only thing that's going to be asur, I'm sorry, the only cases that are going to be mutar is, I shouldn't say only, because he's really lenient. Gedola bimotekezi. If it's a big bed, even in the winter, mutar. Why? Because it's a big bed. I'm not worried about the heat. Ketana bimotahama. And if it's a ketana, small bed, but it's the summer, it's also okay. Mutar. So according to the Yehuda, the only case going to be asur, you have to have 0 for 2. You have to have two negatives. It has to be motekeshamim, ketana. But if you have one reason, either gedola, or bimot hama mutar. Continue. Rochetz imo beambati gedola. And according to the Biyuda, he argues in the Bimir again. When it comes to the ambati, it can even be ambati gedola, because we said there's no rising water factor. Umazia imo beketana, and he's able to take a sauna in a ketana because there's no hanaa the gabe the sauna. Aval mesev imo adabai. He's not being mad name. He's taking away the steam. Aval mesev imo alamita. There's no problem for him to recline on the same bed. Veochel imo la shulchan. They can eat at the same table. We're not worried that they might take from each other. Aval lo mina tamchui, like we learned from the public plate, because he might eat less, and therefore he's giving him the extras. Aval ochel mina tamchui achozer. Amar biyosef bar Hanina mina tamchui achozer lebaal abayit. He adds, what does he mean achozer? Hazemi goes back to the Balabai. Now let's look at the Ran in these cases. We're starting the Gemara. The Ran is in the Gemara now. Tanya, lo yirhatz emo ba'ambati ve'lo yashon emo mita ben gedola ben katratz bimir shita. Atarvayu ke. What's the logic of the bimir? The gazar bimir ba'ambati gedola for bi delo anele atu ketana. The manele, meri gezerah. Gezera on the gedola atu ketana. The man the gazur nabi mita ben gedola ben ketana. He made a gezera all types of beds. Afin bi motahama atu ketana bi motageshamim de manela. So he made a gezera on a gedola, even bi motahama atu ketana bi motageshamim. He made a very, very, far-reaching gezera. Or bi yuda palik betarvayu. The bi gedola afin bi motageshamim share. The logazin in atu ketana. The ketana nameh, even a small bed. Nihid imot geshamim asur. In the winter it's going to be asur. However, imot hama ashari. The logazin in imot hama atu imot geshamim. He doesn't make a gezera big to small, and he doesn't make a gezera winter to summer. Mumeham ashwad Rabbi Yehuda dabar b'matnitim imot hama v'alu b'mot geshim perushe kam mefaresh ma'i tektani b'resha v'yashen imo b'mita v'cholam b'matnitin k'Rabbi Yehuda atya. Our Mishnah obviously is going like Rabbi Yehuda, because our Mishnah said, and then it said, Rabbi Yehuda came along and said, "Bimot hama v'lo b'geshamim." It's not a new shita. It's explaining the opinion of Tanakama. Because if you don't say that he's explaining, then we never saw the shita. Rabbi Yehuda is not like the Rabbi Yehuda of the Braita, not like the Bimir of the Braita. So therefore, we have to say Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah is explaining what Tanakama said. That would have said you could go in a bati gedola and bimita. That's mutar, because the Mishnah said also gedola. According to Rabbi Meir, he was also said ben gedola ben ketana. Our Mishnah said duhas b'mati gedola, and it also said b'mita. And the Yehuda explained, what does it mean mita? The mita that's permissible is dafka, or sorry, that it's asur. Sorry. V'yashirim b'mita is b'mot tachama. So that's explaining the Tanakamaz Shita. That's what the Ran is saying. So the Ran holds a quote to the Yehuda, or the Gemara is saying, Yehuda is lenient. You need two things to be asur. Mita ketana b'mot hageshamim. However, mita ketana b'mot, mita gedola b'mot hageshamim. Or mita ketana b'mot tachama. מותר על ימד רבי יהודה comes the run אבל לא מן התמחוי שאוכלים בקרה אחת וחוששים שמה ימשוך ידו מלאכול לחוות חבר ובית ראובן might not eat as much out of respect to his friend ונמצא מהנאו ימנה חוזר לבעל הבית שיש בו כל כך שבותרו חוזר לבעל הבית so much left over that goes back to the בעל הבית next משנה לא יאכל עמו מן האבוס שלפני הפועלים what is that? So look at the Ran. Now the Ran is back up again. First wide line. Lo yochal imo min ha'evus shel ha'po'alim. Ke'arag gedolah shenotim nefno ha'po'alim. Workers, they used to put in front of them a big, let's say, bowl of food. Shemetok shem amelim, right, they're working hard. Ochlim arbeh. The ovsin oto. The way they eat it, they shovel it down their throat. So therefore they refer to it as an evus. Because the way they eat it, they, you know, they shove it down their throats. So, Meshumachin Nikra Evus. Now, Vim Echad Mem Ochel Me'at, same story. Nimsa Manet Havero. Ulfish She'en HaPualim Mechazin Tabus Shalem Lebaal HaBayit, Lo Tana Shidu'ta Bebus HaZer. There's no such thing as Evus HaHazer. The leftovers never go back to the Baal HaBayit. They eat it all in the field. And therefore, when it comes to the Evus in the field, they cannot eat share from it. Why? Because one's going to eat less, one's going to be Me'anim. However, the Mishnah says, Ve'lo Ya'ase'imo Be'uman. דברי רבי מאיר, וחמים רומים עושה והוא ברחוק ממנו. What is this, אומן? רשי, ערן, ואומן שורת הכרם. That's like the row of the furrow in the vineyard. ומשומח, היא לא יעשה עמו. They cannot work on the same furrow, on the same row in the vineyard. Why? שכשהוא חופר לפניו את הקרקע, when you have, let's say, Reuven, he's digging the ground. He's digging it to plow the ground. מהנהו דקה מרפא להו להרעה. ואפילו רחוק ממנו עשר במי דגזר רחוק משום קרוב. Which is what happens. He's close to him, right? When somebody sticks the shovel in the ground, the spade in the ground, starts to dig, it softens all the ground next to it. So therefore, what's going to happen now? Reuven has a thing that, what, Shimon cannot have hana from him. He gave him hana now. By him digging into the ground, now when he's working next to him, he's so basically easier for him. And that's considered a hana. The hadush of Rebbe Meir is even it's from far. It's going to be asur. He makes the gizara rachok atu karov. So that's what Gemara says. Gemara says, "V'achemim omrim osev hu berachok l'meru." Achim say no. As long as it's rachok, it's fine. But karov is a problem. Comes the Gemara says, "Bekarov lo peligi asur." There's no machlok bekarov. Everybody says asur because he's giving him hana'a. Ki peligi berachok. Rebbe Meir sabag gazin rachok b'shum karov. The camera pale, the suffering the ground in front of him. But a banana, every logazina. Look at the bottom, Ran. Be karov, two lines on the bottom. Be karov, kol ha'amal lo peligi de'asud. The banana, the chaver, the menape, arai suffering, kamei in front of him, because shofel samuchlo. Ve'en ala sarich lachpor mechkoach gadol. They don't have to do it with great strength. Ki peligi berachol, the chivat shu rachol, b'menu lo merpe lo arai. Amen.